Oh, it's the World Wrestling Resource call, where we're going to go over a preview of the Olympic Games. We have Terry Brands and Dennis Hall here. Dennis, I know you were down with the Greco team. Can you give a short synopsis of what you saw from the Greco side of things from USA Wrestling?
Yeah, the Greco team had a rough showing. You know, the guys, most of them won a match at the Olympics, but then fell in the second round. You know, the one thing that I did notice is that technically, I believe our athletes were behind technically. You know, we were trying to fight these guys head on, and, you know, the foreigners are a little bit better technically, so it seemed like we were one step behind them. We went out there, some of our guys fought okay, but, you know, plain and simple, we got to get better as a country. We got to make, we got to have training plans that make sense, do a lot of things that are different. And I agree with a lot of the posts on the forum, on the mat.com. But the bottom line is, we didn't get the job done. You know, I was over there, watching all the guys, but the guy that I was really concerned with was Ben Provisor, and he beat the Cuban first round, second round, he ended up losing, and it wasn't a bad match. He was aggressive like I taught him, and he got caught with an arm throw. He thought he could pull out because it was loose, and the guy ended up re-cinching it and throwing him for three, and then the good thing is he didn't back down. He kept battling, and the guy just ended up scoring on him a few more times and won that match. But, you know, the fight that he had was good. I think one thing U.S. needs to do, and people can say I'm crazy, I don't care, is we need to get in the best shape of our life. I don't think any of our athletes were in the best shape of their life. And when you go into the Olympic Games and you're in 80% shape, you can't trick your mind. And that to me was one of the things that I saw, was our conditioning wasn't at the level that it needed to be at. And that's a huge problem. If your conditioning ain't where it needs to be, you ain't going to push it mentally as hard as you can. So I think you're always going to try and say something. And to me, you can't go into an Olympic game with that type of mentality.
Well, Dennis, you talked to me a little bit about what you thought the plan would be for Rio, but you won 10 U.S. national titles and a world title and Olympic medalists, and you were at 3 Olympic Games. You actually trained on your own in Wisconsin, but you would bring in training partners. Talk about that, because I see Baumgartner, he was telling where he would fly people into training. And, you know, how many of our athletes have to be coming out of the training center, or how much of a resource is that? And what is your model for Rio to get more medals?
Model for Rio is get college coaches involved. Right now there's over probably 300 paid freestyle coaches in the country, and we have 6 paid Greco coaches, 6 or 7, I don't know, might even be less than that. And the reason I say we have 300 freestyle coaches is because each college has a university collegiate program, and that is so close to freestyle compared to Greco. You know, a lot of those guys have competed internationally and pushed their kids to wrestle at national freestyle competitions during the spring and summer. You know, so number one, you know, I asked Terry the other day, I said, how many Greco guys do you have on your team right now at the University of Iowa? He said, I believe we have 3 junior national champions. I said, we need those guys on the Greco, in Greco for 2016-2020. I said, you got to let them wrestle it. You got to encourage them to wrestle Greco. If they ain't doing that and they win a junior national title, what good are they at the Olympic level? You know, we need to get college coaches to buy in that we need their help. And I think it comes down from USA Wrestling making calls and making it known and putting a feeler out there to college coaches that we need support. We need the best athletes you can send us so we can make the talent pool that much deeper. And so guys have to fight to make an Olympic team and world team. You know, that is the first thing that that needs to be changed. You know, second thing is, you know, I won't be going to so many international competitions. You waste a ton of money doing that. You know, guys go 0-1 or 1-1, or maybe a guy wins an occasional tournament overseas. You know what? Take 2 times a year maybe where you send the top 2, top 3 guys overseas to get competition, but you give them 3 months in between each tournament so they can go back and work on what they got beat, fix technique, and then go test themselves again. Next thing I'd work on for 2016 is I'd make sure we have foreign training partners in the United States for long chunks of time, not 1 week, not 10 days, because you can fix a technique for 10 days. You can fix what you're getting, what you're bad at, but you can't make it a habit. If you have a guy in the room and he's wrestling your best guy, that guy's going to figure it out, and you know, he'll be able to make the adjustment even after that guy leaves. But you need him around for at least a 3 to 6 month period so it becomes ingrained in the hardwiring of muscle memory. So those are the things that I think we need to focus on as a country. You know, I think we need to get rid of the division amongst, you know, Colorado Springs versus everywhere else in the country. You know, and people can say that it isn't like that, but you know what? Each place has their own training center. You know what? It doesn't matter who is on the Olympic team. We need the best guy, and we need a guy that's ready to win the Olympic Games. So, you know, we got to help every program out there, the Army program. They need to get, get help from the national coaching staff. They need to help the Northern Michigan program. They need to reach out to anybody out there that needs help. So that's the way you fix the problem.
Well, I know you'll be heavily involved with trying to help make those things happen for Rio, and thanks for that insight. Terry, what is your thoughts on the freestyle results from the Olympic Games?
I think, you know, the internet and everybody that knows and follows it is seeing that 2 gold medals is the most golds that we've had since 96. So, you know, it shows a step in the right direction. And I think that Zeke Jones has a lot of really good ideas, and he has implemented those ideas, and they may be starting to take shape. I think that we had a guy in Tervel Delagnev that was very competitive. I think that Coleman Scott was very competitive. I thought that he would, be a contender for the gold medal, and he was, even though he was a bronze medalist. And Jake Herbert, I thought that he would be a contender. And if you take those and you take an objective look at it, and you take those 3 guys, and they are competitive, all of a sudden now you're looking at, you know, 5 potential gold medals, and then, you know, with the other 2 weight classes, now you're looking at a super successful event. That may be really, really optimistic. It may be even in the realm of dreamland. I don't know. But I think that it's a step in the right direction in the performance. I don't think that we want to rest on our laurels. I saw a quote where the national coach said it was a successful Olympics. If I was the coach, I don't know that if I would be there, because, you know, I know Tervel's not pleased. I know that he's disappointed in himself, and not disappointed in his effort so much, but disappointed in the fact that, you know, he had this chance and it slipped away from him. And I can say that because I've been there. And it has slipped away from me, and 12 years later, it's not any easier. So forgive me for being tough on these guys a little bit. As far as the overall USA, U.S. performance, you know, you're looking at, even now they have 4 medals in every weight category, which is crazy. You know, first of all, we could debate that about the 2 bronze medals and get opinions on that, and we're not here to do that, so I'll leave it alone. But the bottom line is, is that we have 72 medal opportunities available out of 18 weight classes. So you really have 18 opportunities to shine. And we were 2 of 18 there. We were 4 of 72 in the medal count, which maybe not, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me, but to the USOC, they want medals. From my perspective as a coach, we want gold medals. So we're 2 of 18 there. We're 4 of 72 in overall medals. That's staggering. And that's something that, you know, that vision has to be passed down from the top. And, you know, those things just shouldn't happen from a USOC perspective. And they shouldn't happen from a, you know, an American perspective either. And they did happen. So you got to start looking at the leadership of the organization, the executive director, and you know, and down the line.
Mm-hmm. Well, at that level, Terry, I mean, it takes a lot of work from the athlete and the coaching staff. You look at our two medalists, they're both training, Burroughs training with Manning, and obviously Varner with Sanderson, and they kind of got their, you know, private coaches, and Coleman Scott at Oklahoma State. You look at the lineups, a lot of them are actually training at their own training sites with a lot of individual attention. Zeke kind of spread the wealth that way. But what are your thoughts going into Rio in terms of the vision and plan for getting
there?
Well,
I think that Zeke Jones did a full swing. I think that, you know, when he brought Herbert and the Paulsons out to Colorado, and him and Brandon Slay were adamant about saying that you can't win in a college program. I mean, I have emails from Brandon Slay saying that. And every single one of them, look at Hayes-Winkle, look at Freyer, look at Scott, look at Tervell, look at Herbert, look at Varner, look at Burroughs, as you just mentioned. Every single one of those guys trained out of a training center outside of Colorado Springs. In fact, Herbert moved from Colorado Springs and to get himself back in a position where he could contend again with mm-hmm. Bormet, with Sean Bormet out in Michigan. So, you know, I think, number one, in fairness, I think that there's a lot of praise that I could give Zeke Jones for actually, you know, changing in the middle of the cycle and actually realizing the value of college programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
mm-hmm.
that's going to continue. And,
yeah.
you know, I know we had conversations in the Coaches Council in Fargo about that with the leadership of USA Wrestling and you know, and I guess they've had conversations with Zeke, and they've got him to realize the importance of college wrestling, and that's important.
Yes.
And you know, even a guy, look at a guy like Joe Warren. Joe Warren, if I'm not mistaken, is one of the last one or two world champions we've had in Greco-Roman wrestling. He came out of the University of Michigan. He came out of a conference in a system where he had to fight day in, day out in his room, day in, day out in his competitions throughout the college season. He learned to fight in college. That system is a grind. It's a very good system. It might be one of the toughest systems in the world around the planet in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And to not
yeah.
embrace that and to not recognize that is foolish. And I think that, again, like I said, I think Zeke Jones has some really good ideas, and I think that he's an open-minded fellow, and it has served him well. It has served
yeah.
him well at this point.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting fact because you're right. You know, a lot of the guys that are training at individual sites are metal, and then you can do that at a mass scale. But Brandon Slay was, you know, fortunate to go to the training center and get a lot of Kevin Jackson's attention, and it worked for him. But Kevin put a lot of his time into Brandon. They got one, and then you focused on Henry Cejudo. But, you know, you need all of those guys in medal, and it takes a lot of attention. So I think that
well,
you,
I mean,
you have a
prior,
good
prior
that
to
way.
Burroughs, prior to Burroughs in this Olympics, you know, we had our last Olympic champion was Henry Cejudo in freestyle, and our last world champion, I believe, was Bill Zadig, and they came mm-hmm. out of the resident program. If you're doing your job in the resident program, and we're doing our job in the training or the regional training centers or the local sports club model, now you have a explosive situation for
mm-hmm.
everybody.
Right. I think that opportunity is there because Zeke did embrace it. I think they're sharing that with the coaches, the information, the coaches council that you go to, and you're getting all the information you guys are needing to ever be on the same page to get more medals. So it sounds like the right track. And yeah, so thanks for your insight. Anything else, Terry, you want to add is the next world championships are what coming? Are they in Azerbaijan or?
No, Budapest.
Budapest, okay.
Budapest, and then it goes to Tashkent, Uzbekistan, and then it goes to, I heard, Las Vegas.
Wow, that'd be great.
All fired up, but that's what it sounds like the next three world championships will be prior to Rio.
Okay. Well, thanks, Terry. Dennis, anything else that you guys want to add?
I'm good.
Yeah. Good.
Well, thanks for joining this call. Thanks, Defense Soap, for sponsoring the call. And World Wrestling Resources is now partnering with ASICS and will be offering products to its members. So thanks, guys, for the call, and we'll catch up next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.